Well, good morning, everyone. My name is Denise Gaskell, and I am your host this morning for the Monday Morning Motivational Call for Team Glacken. We get together every single Monday morning in a live call here just to chat through a variety of topics, everything from business to check the products and everything in between, just kind of a great way to come together and share a variety of ideas. We do like to have these calls interactive. If you have something going on in the background, you're welcome to mute yourself. If you would like to pipe in as we ask the questions or go through the call this morning, feel free to unmute yourself or chime in. And again, my name is Denise Gaskell, so thank you so much for being here. I look forward to these Monday morning calls every single week. There are always great topics that I enjoy either listening in on and participating in or leading. So thanks again. This morning, I thought we would take a cue from Shackley. We got a great, they do a great job, I think, of communicating with us. We get an email every single week with some updates, not only the products, but the news and events that might be happening in the business as well. And this past one that we received last week really talked about follow-up, and they had a great video piece in there that talked about follow-up and how important that is. And I know we've talked about follow-up quite a bit on our team calls, but I feel like that's one of those pieces that we could probably go over every single week, at least a little bit of, right, because it's so important. Obviously, Shackley believes it's important, too, as they're adding it to the countdown to the conference. So 100 days before the Shackley Global Conference, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet or if you're not signed up, be sure to do so. I believe that event is going to sell out. That's the verbiage that I've heard anyway. And if you haven't been following along with the itinerary, Brendan Burchard is our keynote speaker, and he has a great amount of books and social media, YouTube channels. If you haven't been following along, he's just really a great inspiration, I have found. I did not know who he was before, so it's nice to get to know him before we see him at the conference. And he really has a lot of the same values as we do, at least in his posts, right, in his books and what I'm reading and seeing. So looking forward to that. And I guess he's one of the big reasons that we'll be selling out. So, again, share that event, but the countdown is on. And because of that, Shackley's saying, you know, make sure you're doing your follow-up, not only for yourself, but your team members, helping people to get there. So that's what I thought we would hit on this morning. I thought we'd talk about follow-up with our customers, what follow-up might look like when we're prospecting, when we already have a customer in the database, what prospecting might look like, you know, how that might look differently. Follow-up in general. So does anybody have any questions as we get started here or want to make a comment? I know we typically have a quiet group on Monday morning, so I'm throwing you on the spot, but follow-up is going to be our topic. So do you have any thoughts on that before we jump in to all the details? I'll stop talking for a moment here.
This is Barb. I just wondered, as you're talking later, after you're done, if you can address how you keep track of your follow-up schedule.
Sure thing.
Thank you.
Okay, great. Anyone else? All right, so follow-up is definitely key, and, you know, there are certainly loads of books and research done on this. I think somebody needs to be touched or somebody needs to see something several times before they make a decision. And so let's talk about follow-up in the prospecting piece. So this is somebody that you're taking a look at, trying to invite them into something, right? So that first piece is identifying them, and the second piece is inviting them. But that inviting piece might be the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth. I've heard several people talk in Shackley that they were invited to learn more about Shackley, you know, 5, 10 times before they made the decision to jump on board. So, and I know for me, you know, it was great that the people that I was introduced to in Shackley really continued to follow up because it really did make a difference for me. I was skeptical, right? I wasn't really sure if the products were as good as what I was hearing. So the people who were prospecting me definitely did a great job of sharing product information. Tapes at that time was a way that I got educated. They followed up to see if I had questions. And so I try to continue, since that worked for me, right, that's what I really continue to move forward with in my business and my prospecting. So as an example, I'm prospecting somebody right now who has a she's an esthetician and has a full-service salon, and she doesn't have a skincare line in there, but she's interested. She is Polish, and she has a lot of the beliefs, you know, natural beliefs, which works really well with Shackley. However, she also has a lot of questions, so she's someone that is digging a little bit deeper in with to make sure that I get her answers for her, because she wants to know, you know, why we use this or why we don't have that. Mostly it's why we don't use this. How come you don't have, you know, this ingredient? So, you know, as you know, there's a lot of companies out there that are promoting all kinds of ingredients, and Shackley won't use those for a variety of reasons. So the follow-up with her is, you know, seeing what questions she has and how I can help to get those answers. And she was really impressed with that I was giving her answers back. You know, if you reach out to Shackley, if you look in the catalog, you will find ingredient information and a lot of answers to questions. So, but, you know, our everyday customers as well, making sure that we're staying on top of getting them a sample if they are looking for a sample, sitting down with them, giving a phone call. And to answer your question, Barb, was the way that I keep track of that is I use an index card. So I have two file boxes, an index card with dates, and then an index card with letters so that I can follow up alphabetically and numerically. So the date one, as an example for the 21st date, in my box behind the dated May 21st, I pull those out. And I'll be following along on each person to see if I need to make a phone call or drop something in the mail or send an email. So I just keep track on an index card. That seems to really work for me. It's something that I've done my entire business, and it's really worked for me. So that's how I keep track. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the index card with the dates, so you would include several people on that same index card. Is that what you're saying? It just is a matter
of... Oh, great question. Yeah, no, I make an index card for every person so that it's easy for me to keep track. I tend to write a lot of notes, so I like to have an index card for that person individually. And I'll just... For someone that's a prospect, I just make up one card, and that's a date card. I just keep following them along until they become a member. So I'll just keep pushing them into my date card box until they become a member. And then when they become a member, I make up a card that has their last name on it and some other information. And then I keep them in my alphabetical file as well. Because once they become a member, if they give me a call or need something, I may not know exactly where they're at in my date box, but I know exactly where they're at in my alphabetical box, so I just look them up by last name.
Okay, great. Thank you. Uh-huh.
You're welcome. Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's something that we teach in Glacken University. I know there's other groups that use and track and keep things online, and for whatever reason, I guess old school for me, I just have always liked using the index card. It's tangible, too. It's, you know, I can grab it and go. So when I am on the go, this is another piece to the follow-up. As an example, I'll be away this weekend, so there's a couple people that I wanted to reach out to. And because it's Memorial Day weekend, I probably won't be calling people, or I definitely won't be calling people on Monday. I will maybe give them a call before the weekend or push the card out to another day so that I can make sure I'm following up. But I can grab those cards and take them on the go, and then as I come up to somebody that I can make a simple phone call to or shoot a text to, and then I just write that down on the index card, like 521, I called Renee, followed up. And then as people become members, you're not following up as often, right? Once a month, once every 2 months, whatever your process is for following up with how many customers you have. So it's definitely important to stay in touch before, during, and after they become a member. So right now we're just kind of talking about the prospecting piece. You know, when you're prospecting, you want to make sure that you're following up and offering things. I just dropped off a few of the 180 products. Someone reached out to me actually through social media and said, hey, I saw video that you posted. I'd like to learn more about that. Checkly 180. She literally lives around the corner from me, so I thought, you know, I have some packets of some things. So put together a little packet for her of a day and dropped it off. So she's now in my tickler system, I call it, to follow up with her, see how she enjoyed the product and how she's doing with it and what other questions she might have. So she now has a card in my date box. And I'm going to keep following up with her until I get a no, right? And sometimes even then, that doesn't mean forever. That just means not now. So let's just say, as an example, she tells me this isn't going to work for me or I'm going to try something else. Then maybe in 3 months I might put her out into right around the August time or so and just say, you know, hey, just want to touch base. How are things going? I know you said you're going to try something else. Was that successful for you? That kind of thing. So I really don't stop following up until it becomes, like, if she stops responding to me or if, she just tells me she's flat out not interested, then I won't reach out anymore or prospect anymore. And the same with the lady who owns the spa, right? So she was interested in a bunch of nutrition. She's not so sure about soy. So she's really heated into a lot of the arguments with soy. And I can give her information, but it's going to take a little while to help her understand that soy is safe. But she's super excited about the Shackley skincare. So I have switched my gears a little bit and now starting to educate her on the skincare, which she absolutely loves. So, again, it was a no of sorts in the nutrition area, but in the skincare, she's super open to it. So maybe the person that you're following up with, if it's not the right arena that you're dancing in, so to speak, then, you know, maybe switch it up a little bit. So I've talked for a long time. That's, we kind of hit a lot of the spots on the prospecting and follow-up. Does anybody have any questions or comments?
Denise, this is Sue. When you get somebody who's interested in a skincare but tells you they want to try it for a week first, what do you do with them?
I know that a lot of people use those little jars and kits and do samples. I personally I haven't done that. So I let people know that it's 100% returnable, and mm-hmm. people notice a difference within 30 days. So you may not notice a difference in a week. You might. But really the difference will be in 30 days. And if you feel like you've purchased it and after 30 days it didn't work for you, then you could certainly contact the company and get a full refund. That's typically the verbiage that I use. But I have found people fall in love with it. The experience that I've had, I just had two great conversations this week with a woman who has used other products for many years. She uses a full line of whatever she purchases. And in the past, she's tried other things. She tried the Shackley kit and absolutely loves the product. And I think that's a great testimony to someone who's, you know, used products in the past. So a lot of times I'll share testimonies. I also had a testimony from my daughter who has always had terrible acne, cystic acne. We've tried to work through it with all kinds of things, but she that's just a problem that she recurrently has had. She recently moved. She got married. She moved to California. We're in Illinois. She moved to California. She got into a car accident. Like, all these things are super stressful. And for her, this means that her face is just going to show it. And she's been using the Shaklee skincare system since December. And I set her up with a little set so that she could take it with her when she went to California. And she's like, Mom, I can't believe my skin isn't breaking out with everything that's going on. So, again, another testimony. So, sorry, Sue, that's a really long answer, but I know there's a lot of people who do those little sample kits and have great success with those. I personally just don't use those.
Yeah, I've just got one gal that she's adamant that she will not spend any money on it until she knows, you know, what it feels like first, so.
Yeah, and you know what? It does feel good. And if she really is sincere about that, I mean, maybe do you live close to her?
I do.
Maybe, like I know Teresa who talks on this call, she'll do this quite often where when she does her new member orientations, she'll actually bring like a little Shaklee duffel bag, so to speak. It's like her toolkit. And she comes over with, the lotions and samples, things that, people can put on their skin or taste. And, in her new member orientation or in her follow-ups, she'll do this. And so maybe just make like, quote unquote, like a play date and just say, you know what? How about if I bring some products over and, you know, you can put them on your skin and see how they feel. And so tell her that there's no obligation. But I would venture to guess that anybody who's really looking for a natural skincare line would fall in love with this, because I know I have, and I know that the people that I have sold the product to continue to purchase and use the line because they love the way that it feels on the skin. And that's really her goal, to see how it feels. I think she'll love it. So maybe I would do that.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, and I'm surprised. Like, there are a lot of people as well who do these live presentations. So they get on their phones or they get on their computers and they have cameras and everybody's washing their face. And maybe it's because I'm 50. I just probably don't want to wash my face or see a bunch of other people do it. But I participated in some of these events, and the ladies love it. They're in their bathrooms, they're taking their phone or their cameras with her, and they're washing their faces, and they're coming back and reporting how it felt and putting it on. So, you know, if somebody doesn't live near you, you could certainly maybe send off a couple pieces and see. Since we don't have sample packets, you know, it becomes a little bit cumbersome to make sure that you're using small containers and getting them sent. But anyway, the key to that is just following up, and how did that feel? And even when you're sitting in front of them, tell me what you're feeling, or tell me what you like. Tell me what you've used in the past and how this may compare. You know, just maybe ask some questions and kind of, but then also remember, I think another piece to follow up that we probably don't talk about as much is to listen and just to pause and to be quiet and to be okay with their answer.
Right.
So, yeah. And if it doesn't work for her, it doesn't work for her. But I think that's a great way to do it, is just kind of have some coffee or tea or whatever it is and kind of bring your little fun bag over and have some fun.
Thank you. All right.
You're welcome. Any other questions, comments? All right, so prospecting, big, huge opportunity here is lost if we're not doing the follow-up. Even if somebody says no, maybe even asking why, you know, it doesn't have to be a harsh why, but just, you know, tell me more about that. I love Jennifer's line. It makes it feel very comfortable when you say, tell me more about that. And that can be done, you know, just, and again, just to listen and learn and see where they're at, whether, and maybe that's not for them. If you're prospecting them on the business and they're not seeing that opportunity, you know, maybe introduce them to one of the product lines. So just a follow-up is key. And I've also learned that no really does mean not now. Sometimes people want to see if you're sticking it out or if you're really going to be selling that product 3 months later. I don't know why, but they want to see. And, you know, they'll come around. So if you ask again, it might be better timing. So making sure you're staying on top of that follow-up. And then, well, when somebody becomes a member, what I do is I write up two cards, as I mentioned. And so I write on an index card their personal information and the date that they became a member, their member number and phone number, keep track of a few things, maybe how we met. And then that's two identical cards, exact same information. One of them I'll put in my date box. The other one I'll put in my alphabetical box. And the alphabetical box, like I mentioned, is just because if they call or if I need to find them for some reason, I can go to the, you know, T's and look up Thomas. And then in the date box, though, so when somebody becomes a member, I want to check and make sure that their products arrive. So usually about a week later, I'll just give a buzz and just touch base and just wanted to make sure you got the Shackley box. Let me know if you have any questions. Very simple. A lot of times people haven't opened it yet or, oh, yeah, it's still sitting there. You know, if they've opened it, they might have a question or two, and I'll say, great. You know, answer the questions. And I'll say, as you use the product, you know, again, don't hesitate to reach out to me, but I'll call you next week and just touch base. And so, again, I'll call the next week. So I'll put the card a week out. I'll jot down on the card that I talked to them. They received it, haven't opened it. And then you reach out a week later and then pull out that card, give them a call, and just touch base and see how they're doing. And, you know, maybe they have a question, maybe they love it, maybe they still haven't used it. And then at that point, I'll not only obviously answer their questions and have a conversation with them, but I'll say, you know, one of the other benefits to your membership is that you receive a new member orientation. And we'll go through all of your membership benefits, including ways to earn some free products. It takes less than 30 minutes. You know, what does Tuesday look like? Or do you want to do lunch? Or depending on the person and how well I know them, you know, sometimes we'll get coffee or sometimes it'll just be a phone call. Depends on where they live and kind of how well we know each other. And most of my customers, I obviously want to, or, you know, all my customers, I really want to get to know better. It doesn't always work out that way, but getting together in person is really the best. So at that point, once they're a member and we've done the new member orientation, from there, I'll find out if they want to host an event, what their needs are, and then from there, I'll play with their card again. So if they're looking to host an event, I'm going to make sure that I'm reaching out again to get them the hostess packet. If they're interested in listening to the MP3s or the Learn and Earn program, I'll make sure that I send them the link to that and date that and keep that on there. And move their card accordingly. And so as the relationship and their membership matures, typically I'll put somebody maybe 2 months out and just kind of touch them, so to speak, in some way. So it might be an email, it might be a phone call. And at that point, sometimes I do group people together. I know we talked about that a little bit in the beginning. So maybe I have a handful of people that came in from an event or a party, and I'm just kind of maintaining and just seeing how they're doing. So I might group them together, and that way when I send out an email, I could just change a name and use a lot of the same verbiage. It does make it quicker when you have a whole bunch of people to follow up with. So does that make sense with following up with the members?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was just wondering what's in your hostess packet.
In our hostess packet is a thank you letter thanking them for hosting. And in the cover letter also says, you know, we like to keep it simple. We like to keep our events so that they're duplicatable, not so busy, right? So, and if they want to have a theme, they can certainly have a theme, but we encourage people to make it simple. We also encourage people to make a list. And we give some ideas on where you might pull that list from, birthday cards, Christmas cards, you know, those kind of things. And then we also recommend that everyone call and invite. So don't just send a random postcard. And we really explain that in there that, you know, it really works best to, you'll have a very good turnout if you're inviting them for a reason. So make up a list and write down why you want them there. You know, if they're using green cleaners, if they've talked about getting healthier. That way, when you make the phone call, you can reach out with that verbiage. And then, so we outline how to invite. And then in there, I'll throw a couple catalogs. And we do have some fun postcards that we've used in the past with some funny little gremlin thing on there that people are attracted to. It's called the Snap Dragon card. It says, have you lost your snap or part of you dragon? It's an invite to the event and how we're going to talk about not only you know, improving your health and increasing energy, but also the opportunity to earn. And that postcard's sent out after you've made the phone call and just used as a reminder. So that's our hostess pack. It's pretty simple.
Thanks.
Someone else had a question? Or a comment?
Is that packet available on Jennifer's website?
It is. The hostess packet is one of the drop downs, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, you know, if someone's hosting an event, you want to make sure that you're touching base. So if someone says, yes, I'd love to host an event, you know, June 15th. Well, June 15th, see, you know, it's a month and a couple days away, but I'll tell you, as we all know, days really kind of go by fast. So you want to make sure that you're, I don't want to say the word staying on top of, but definitely keeping up with your hostess to make sure that she's making her list and ask her if she needs some help with that. I've even helped the hostesses make some phone calls for whatever reason. Some people love to host events but maybe don't really like the inviting part. So, you know, if they need some help with that, I'll reach out to some of the guests with the hostess. Or maybe do some role-playing to help the hostess so that she feels more comfortable. And that follow-up, again, with the hostess to make sure that she not only has made her phone calls, but then, you know, the week before, make sure she sends out the postcards to the people that she's reached out to send the reminders. And then we also will even encourage a phone call reminder as well. So this is for somebody who's hosting a live event in their home or a live event on the computer as well. It kind of goes the same way. So we just find that that invitation process works really well. You get a good success and good turnout. Because if you wait till the night before the event to call the hostess after she's booked the party, if you think she's doing all the work, you might be misled. You might get to the event and might not be anybody there. And not by lack of trying, just, again, maybe she sent out the postcards and didn't really reach out to anybody. I don't know about you, but every now and then I'll get a postcard to somebody, you know, one of the neighbors' events, and I think, boy, I haven't even really talked to you very much. So it can seem a little bit like you're not really wanted. You're just invited. They just need a body there. And we don't want our events to feel that way. So that's why we created this process. And it really turns out to be people who really want to be there and really want to hear what the event has to offer. So follow up. And then follow up with the attendees at the event. I'll just share this real quick. We could probably do a whole call on events. But at the event, I have all the attendees fill out a postcard, an index card. And guess what? That index card becomes mine because then that saves me a whole bunch of time when I get home and have all these index cards for follow-up. So some people, you know, have different handwriting than mine, so I might rewrite it. But for the new members, I do create two new cards. But for maybe people who bought something or maybe people who attended but had to leave, those are now my follow-up cards. So I use those. They're already written. I know whose event they were at. I typically ask them to write down a question or, you know, have some fun game with the card, with, you know, adding some information to the card to keep it interactive at the event. And then I just collect those. So those are my follow-up cards. So hopefully I've given you lots to think about today, and you have some great tools in place to reach out to your potential customers, your current customers, even, you know, some of those old customers that maybe haven't purchased in a while. Pull some of those cards out and reach out in some way, shape, or form. Follow-up is really key, and especially in today's world, I think things are kind of spinning quickly past all of us. So when somebody, I've had the pleasure of being told I'm persistent. So make sure that you're persistent and consistent because people do appreciate that. So have a fantastic Shackley Day. There is no Monday morning motivational call next week as it is a holiday. So enjoy the long weekend and take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.